Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing today? How's everybody? How's everyone?
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Monday.
Hey, you got your holiday gloves on?
No, I'm kind of curious. Oscar, are you wearing gloves because you don't want to spread your your death grip, or are you wearing
chilly.
Gloves because you're cold?
I'm cold. The guys are probably hot, but when you're infirm, Mike, your body temperature changes.
What type of infirmity do you have?
Well, I found out that the Z-Pack didn't work because I've drank too much on it. That's what my sister has told me. That
alcohol?
The statistic was 80% of the time he was on the Z-Pack, he drank.
Hey, do you think my hip feels worse today because I torqued alcohol on Saturday night? Do you think that might have something to do with it?
I would think any sort of dehydration would always work against any sort of joint pain.
So there's like a chance that maybe by Thursday I'll feel better?
Yes, absolutely.
Right. Okay.
But you need to drink a lot of fluids.
Carla got full depressive hip shot not
hipster
working Mike today.
Shot Mike.
Hipster Mike was really pissed off when he, you know.
But that would work both ways.
Yes, this is true. This is true. So what type of malady do you have since we're listing
listing maladies, when we first came back for the new year, I missed the second day of the new year,
that's right?
That's right. And I knew it was something serious because, you know, I don't like to not miss shows, but if I think it's like a DEFCON 5, which is the worst, I will not come in because I don't want to get my friends sick, but I also don't think it's best for business, right?
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd be better with the Z-Pack that I went to the doctors for and we're good to go. And
what is a Z-Pack exactly?
5 pills, antibiotics, you're good to go, right?
It is it's the easy antibiotic. It is the hot and hip antibiotic because it's a short, intense dosage. And a lot of times it'll take care of what you need.
Yes.
Is it 5 days?
Yes. Five days mm-hmm. of antibiotics.
All right.
By the fifth day, it wasn't really working. And I called my sister and I said, look, I didn't want to call you this round, but what do you think the odds are that the Z-Pack is now immune, like my body just doesn't react to it? She said, well, how many times have you drank on your Z-Pack? And I said, 80%. And she said, well, those are the odds that probably don't garner some successful results.
So the fact that you are drinking while you're taking, yeah, that's probably most.
Yeah, I always thought that drinking and antibiotics were fine.
And I don't look, she just doesn't like the way we drink overall. And by we, I mean me. So that could have been just an excuse for her to say.
You mean the way you drink, like the amount?
Yeah, she doesn't like the casual drinking that we do on the weekends. She thinks it's too much. She's a doctor. She's right. Right.
I totally agree with that. I think that, you know, every time I do it, I say that it's really ridiculous to drink the way I do.
I should not have another drink.
No,
and then
I drink. Probably now I drink for social events, major social events. When my mother-in-law is here, I drink like my parents used to, which is I will have a cocktail or two in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, during the school week, I will have nothing. And then the only time I will drink will be social events at people's houses. And we don't do a lot of those, but we had one Saturday. So
what was the event Saturday?
Big band night.
Was
in
it really?
Cocoonville.
Big
wow.
And the thing about it is, and I was going to talk about this in the body of the show, but the fact is that I drink like I'm a junior in college again.
It's brutal.
That's the only way I know how.
It is brutal.
Well, it makes other people more interesting.
Well, and also, to circle completely around, I realized that, okay, if you're going to give me another dosage of antibiotics, and she gave me something that I've never seen before, she said, you have to be true to it, and... You know, I have
not a marriage. Dude.
No,
relax.
But
remember the ad campaign: medicines can't help you if you don't take them right,
Mike. And that's
and I'm not going to take it anymore.
On Thursday, I had the Hack Fest, and I called my sister right away. If you listen to Thursday's show, you'll hear me coughing in the background.
Yes,
And I didn't pull a SpeeWack and wait 60 days to figure out what that was. I called my sister and I said, I have a situation.
You're out of the woods now, are you not? I haven't heard you
on
the show.
I love the fact that he's swinging right now and he got nothing to hit because I'm 100% healthy.
But you know, but you don't, I mean, but up until the beginning of last week, you still had a little of the.
No, I've been fine all year.
Now, you haven't been fine all year.
As far as the bronchitis, he addressed that in calendar year 2016. Now, we're only 16 days into calendar year 2017.
There was hacking after the first of the year. I know there was one bit of hacking like last
week. Merle Rogers, look into it.
Yes, Jolene White, send
somebody
a chart.
Somebody write in how many hacks he's had since the new year.
And don't count hack jokes. That's not part of it. Just puns.
Puns won't make you feel any better, Rob Spiewak.
Puns always help, Mike.
So I'm on this.
Puns are like bear aspirin. I'm on a maintenance regimen of puns.
God, that's for sure. If puns made you healthy, Rob would be on the cover of Men's Health magazine.
With like 12 abs, not even 8, 12.
Flexing.
Rob Spiewak, how puns can make you bust your sugar habit.
I punned my way to health.
Less starch, more puns.
That's right.
So the bottom line, probably a lot of medicines say it. You shouldn't be drinking the hooch.
Yes.
On the medicine. And, you know, doctors have said it. Surveys have said it. We've certainly had a lot on this show. You shouldn't drink the way, Rob probably of the three of us, Oscar, drinks the most old school.
Maintain.
Having a maintenance drinker. But you probably drink more than I do.
Well,
overall.
Of course, because
I binge drink, but still,
you're drinking 2 of 7. I'm drinking 7 of 7. So what I have to do is take your amount and divide it. I have to drink 3.5 times more than you.
Yeah, because if I could do a little more platelet, because I had one of those evenings where Mrs. O'Mara departed Cocoonville a little earlier than I did. Oh.
Yes.
That's usually when you know it's good. You know, I want to stay. I never want the party to end.
So you were at the big band night?
I was at the big band night, and it was wonderful. Hey, everybody. How are you? Oh, they were great.
Oh, was it a band?
Yeah, the Stardust Memories Big Band.
Only the band.
I thought perhaps you brought in a disc jockey to play the big band.
No, this was when
that's
I walked
a real
in,
band.
Wow.
I did two things for this. Well, you know what? I'll tell you all about it.
All right, stop the music.
I'm not doing this now. Right. I'm talking about Oscar's health now.
Right.
So what is your health situation
So I'm
right
on
now?
The fourth day.
He's got 8 weeks.
No, on the fifth day of antibiotics, and I'm on the comeback, baby. Like, I feel like myself today.
But you have a cold and you took antibiotics. You're the kind of person that's ruining the antibiotic response for everybody because you should not take antibiotics on a cold.
No, I had a cold, what I thought was a cold, for a week and a half. And then I went into the new year, came here, and I realized, this is more than a cold.
Like bronchitis or something?
It wasn't a bacterial
infection?
It was not good. It might have been Zika. Who knows?
And he's doing a thing. He's talking himself into it because he's in a higher mood bracket now. We actually pulled into the parking lot where we both pay for parking every day. And we pulled in at the same time. And I said, how you doing? Because we'd had the weekend. I was hoping he'd say,
Yeah.
So he's not quite where he's presenting himself right now. Well, you've been that for 7 years.
That's very true.
His soul is black as a thousand midnights.
Well, it's nice.
The red light's
on,
Mike.
One on the show. That's good. That's exciting. Well, I hope you feel better.
Thank you. I appreciate
it. Not me.
You got any hot tea there or anything like that?
I got some Alka-Seltzer Day, which I'll be throwing into some.
Man loves his medicine,
tomorrow.
Doesn't he?
Yeah,
he loves his medicine.
Today is Alka-Seltzer Day.
It's a Latino go-to. Like, we don't mess with Mucinex. We don't mess with anything.
Can someone get him a cup of water? Because I would love to hear that Alka-Seltzer go into effect on the show today.
Yeah, let's do that before we break. Yeah, Matt, go get him a glass of water.
Take your time, Matt, because there's lots of time.
Fly, you little nad fly. Okay?
You know what that is? That's what he is. He's a nad fly.
No, but I mean, he's like, I saw him.
He's
I
a
literally saw him walk by the camera, and it's like, galump, galump, galump.
Had a weekend
with
Mac.
All right, here we go. Let's do this.
Yes.
Okay, so he's on his way.
He's left.
All right.
He's finding
Mac is going, I've requested him to get a glass of water.
A mug is fine, Mac. You probably won't put two and two together.
This is a tough request because there is, in this office, which is, by the way, 200 square feet in total, There is both a faucet and a water cooler.
If he brings me faucet water,
or Tanner's
bring
bowl.
Faucet water. Oh no! You go
no,
back and
no,
get me
no.
some filtered
faucet
water.
Water.
Boo!
Boo!
Yeah, yeah, yeah. DC faucet water. Might
so
as well
he
be
came back
rats.
In though. He made it back in. So
he
what?
Did.
Yeah, but he came back with faucet water, Mike.
He came back. Right. It was in a mug that said Flint. Does that mean anything?
That's okay. Start the timer again. It's getting cooler. Getting water from the cooler.
It's
now?
Right next to the sink. Like he does.
You
he,
could almost reach it from the studio.
Oh, it's right.
Carla
there.
Was mad at me because you know I'm starting my big water regimen and. Yesterday, because I was recovering from the night before, I wanted flavored water. I just
yes.
couldn't stand regular water. So I went to get one of those little flavor enhancers that
yeah.
they sell at the store. I got Orange Crush. It was great. Okay,
thank
hold
you,
on.
Sir.
Stop
there
it. Here he's is. Here. Nicely done.
Hey, could you fill that,
that
any fuller?
Yeah, you don't want to fill it full if you put it in the fizzy
no,
stuff
he in. Pulled it. That's, there's a... There's maybe an eighth of an inch to the rim of the top. He filled it all the way to the top.
All right, so you're going to put the microphone, turn
yes.
the microphone way up, put
it
right down in front so we can hear the Alka-Seltzer. Here we go.
I don't think you can hear it.
That is about as disappointing.
Hold on. Hello? Oh, yeah, there we go. It's brewing.
It's effervescing.
It's coming along.
Yeah, still not as pleasant as I thought.
No, and then half of it fell on my lap of the tablet.
Hey, you know what? Now I'm getting the voice that I got when he got out of his car.
There we go.
In my lap, a tablet.
Yeah. The show's
well,
yours.
We should mention this is a holiday, a national
yes.
holiday, Martin Luther King's birthday, and we are here to say we are working, but the fact is we are also making a note of the fact that one of the great Americans of all time celebrating
absolutely.
His birthday today, MLK Day. And you know what? In years past, we have taken days off, and we have also come in and maybe not mentioned it. I wanted to make sure we did mention that today. A lot going on in the world, but anybody that studies their history should be aware of the work of Dr. Martin Luther King. And so we salute him today, and we are here, and we've got a great show planned for you, and I want a hot tub. Anyway, that's what I start the show, Rob. We're very excited.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Excuse me.
Hey, it's Kunta Kinte.
What can I do with you, boy?
Can you make my hair look like this?
Oh, man, what you want to make your hair look like that for? Well, I like the way your hair wear natural. That's good, man. You know, I wish more of the young children today would wear their hair natural like Dr. Martin Luther King did. That's right. You ain't never seen Dr. Martin Luther King with no mess of jerry curl on his head. Ain't that right?
Amen.
Dr. King ain't come walk around like that. You know, sweet, I met Dr. Martin Luther King once.
And you lying. You ain't never met Dr. Martin Luther King.
Yeah, I met Dr. Martin Luther King in 1962 in Memphis, Tennessee. I'm walking down the street, minding my own business, just walking off, feeling good. I walk around the corner, man woke up, hit me in my chest, right? I fall on the ground, right? And I look up, and Dr. Martin Luther King, I said, Dr. King. He said, oops, I thought you were somebody else.
Oh, man, you lying. You ain't never met Martin Luther the King.
Knocked the wind out of me. Yes, he did.
No, it didn't.
Yes, he did.
No, he did not.
Hey, boy, why are you so worried about how you look anyway?
Well, I am trying to gain the interest of a certain young lady.
I ain't never heard no woman giving no man no love just because his hair look good.
That's right.
Is this American girl?
Yes.
You got to go through a papa. See, that's a big misconception. People don't know that about American women. Ain't got nothing to do with your hair or your pocket. You get in good with American woman's father, you in good with her. Ain't that right?
He ain't lying.
That's right. You get in good with the father, you home free.
Mm-hmm. Home free.
Like a bird.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We're live from the Pfeiffer Studios in Washington, D.C. The Mike O'Mara Show is on the air.
Listen, everybody, let me tell you about
the Mike O'Mara Show, a national podcast and radio show with incredibly loyal following around the world. TMOS listeners get it. If you're here, so do you. But then again, I didn't have to tell you that. You know that. It's like when Smokey Rivers told people
yes.
on WABA, if you're having trouble receiving WABA, well, you can't. If you're having trouble receiving, you're not listening to Smokey.
There was no a moment like that on Friday when someone logged into Facebook and wrote, are people having trouble getting on Facebook right now? Everyone, no, I'm here.
You can reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673 or MikeOMaraShow.com. Online, on air, on now. This is the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Vistaprint. Nothing better. better than handing someone your card. It's a classy move. It makes a dynamite first impression. And this Vistaprint deal remains unbeatable.
This is a beautiful one, Mike. This is a double-sided card. On the back, I'll read the back first. It says, do you have a game that needs to be reviewed? Contact thedicehaveit.com. The Dice Have It is a family board game review service. Oh. So if you want to know about board games, you go to their website, which is thedicehaveit.com. It's Chad, Jenny, Kobe, and Cade in Marengo, Iowa. So if you want to know about board games, check them out. And they have a beautiful card made by Vistaprint.
That's really smart.
We maintain the offer for our listeners. If you have a Vistaprint card that you want to send in, if you've taken advantage of this incredible deal, 500 business cards for just $9.99 by entering the code TMOA. Send us your card.
Do it.
Rob will do what he just did. He will share that with our listening audience, and that's easy. And by the way, this deal is unbeatable. 500 cards for under 10 bucks. No matter what you need, you name it, Vistaprint does it right. Use a Vistaprint template or your own logo. You can create it customized from start to bottom, or Vistaprint can walk you through it. It's the best customer service, great quality, and your satisfaction absolutely guaranteed. If you're not 100% happy, Vistaprint will make it right. Remember to use the code TMOS at Vistaprint.com, and you'll get 500 business cards for $9.99. That is a 50% savings. Just visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember the TMOS code as well. So welcome to the show. I'll be honest with you. I've been in this kind of waiting period to see how the old shot, the injection is taken. Yeah. And
that was Thursday.
It's like every injection I've ever. Yeah, it was Thursday. It's all worn off. I'm done. I'm tough.
Nothing.
But anyway, yeah. I mean, it's bone on bone. It's like, that's all it is.
Bone on bone.
Next
Tuesday on NBC.
But I can't imagine there's no. I mean, if you were at say a C last time,
yeah.
You're not even to a C+.
What do you mean? You
like the grade of the
pain thing. Pain-wise.
Okay, so let's say pain-wise you're at a
pain
5.
Scale, you have to use the numbers.
All right, let's put you at a 5 before the injection.
I was an 8 before I went in to see the doctor.
Okay, 8, 10 being the most painful.
Friday, Saturday, I was about a 2.
Okay, so that's optimism right there.
Yeah.
And now?
8.
Back exactly.
Oh, it's worn off 2 days.
Yeah,
two
I got about an
later.
Hour of sleep continuous sleep.
Oh, man.
It sucks ass. It really
What's
does.
What's the I'm other tired. Option? Wait, a couple
the other
things.
Option is hacking me open like a haddock and fixing it like,
but
like the left one got fixed and just and get that done. And I'll take the gamble. I'm going to say that. I'm going to another hip guy and I'm going to say, just do it. Medicate me whatever way you need to medicate me so I don't have any.
But if you have to wait a year for surgery, yes. Hypothetically, uh-huh. And if you could tilt your camera down briefly just so we get a better frame for you. But if you have to wait a year for surgery, what? That's perfect.
I have a question.
Yes.
I think I, like, get the shot right,
yes.
And then I never get the shot right because I don't have a decent monitor of myself here.
Let me you look that. Great right now.
You do.
It is perfect.
And the reason we don't give you a monitor, Mike, you know, is because whenever you see yourself, you stare at yourself. And who can blame you?
I have a monitor
you?
Every day. I have a little me in the corner.
I'm just kidding, of course.
I just got rid of it, though. I just
So
I can't see myself.
Oh, no.
He's name Barry.
I can't see myself on the monitor, so.
Name Barry.
Yes.
So if you have to wait a year for surgery, hypothetically.
Yeah.
What's, and that's realistic.
Yeah. And the shot doesn't work is the only other alternative to lose weight.
Well, I don't know if weight has anything to do with it, but I mean, I think that's something that is always going to make the situation better. I would assume so, but I'm not sure.
Do they ever offer you painkillers of any sort, like an over-the-counter, like a
no,
Percocet or a Percodan?
Going to start
or
today, I am starting an arthritis drug. So,
oh, okay,
Boniva.
Yeah, no Celebrex.
Oh, nice. I've seen multiple advertisements,
which is
for
kind
that.
Of like Celebration.
That's
yes.
Right. Celebrate good times.
Yay,
come
we're
on,
getting old.
Getting old.
Hooray, we're alive.
Celebrate the fact that you're slowly beginning your decline into the sea.
But also it has not just the indication of celebration by putting the X on the end, like all good drugs, it sounds like a foreign planet.
Yeah, but of course the one that I got from my druggist in the wonderful world of pharmacies in America is
big
like
pharma.
Celebroxidibidizibid. Oh, that's the generic. You know, they have the big thing. It's like, so anyway, I guess.
Mike, I've paid
brand.
For name brands thinking that they would work.
Right.
And they never worked the way I thought they would work.
Okay, so in the world of drugs, you actually just give
so
take
I have,
what they give
you. I have my insurance, and then I remember at one point I said, well, I don't feel like it was psychological. I didn't feel like they had switched, so I wasn't getting the name brand anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I remember taking the plunge at one point, and I said, well, I'm not going to wait for my insurance to go through with this. I'm going to eat the $80 it's going to cost me to get the name brand just to see if it works any better. It didn't.
I think they're chemically identical.
Somebody said to me the other day.
Okay, what did you say? What about this, Mac?
The medicine itself.
Boy, did anybody hear the timing of the show that just was absolutely that somebody threw the carpet bomb into the timing of the show? Yes, Mac, go ahead.
It's the medicine is identical, but the placebo part, because most of the pill is not the medicine.
All right.
Mac. You know, that's on me.
On you, Rob. You know better than that.
I apologize.
Back to the host.
What we did is we went with the generic intern instead of the name brand.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. No. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But they give you this stuff and then kind of wears off. So I had that moment of thinking, hey, man, this is really a deal. But it didn't. I'm not going to let that affect my mood. I'm not going to affect the constant dull throb on my right side affect my
Now, mind. When you talk to Dr. Camo, didn't he say it's a possibility that it would take about a week?
3 to 7 days.
Which is a week. So you have technically till next Thursday or this Thursday to be in the time window.
Yeah, no, I've been there before. Been there, done it, been there.
You see, you can talk yourself out of it. At least hold on to hope until Thursday.
What choice do I have? I don't have any choice. I mean, I'm here. I'm going to be doing. I'm getting around.
And it's you've been. This is also an effect. It's actually. This is a result from you understanding how terrifying it can be, knowing that, A, I know the solution, which is radical, new hip. B, how long do I have to roll with this solution right now until I can get that new hip? Because it's
you misspoke because you said solution. Right now, I would look at you and tell you I don't have a solution right now. So, I mean, that's where I am. The solution is deal with it. That's it.
Oh, okay.
And that's what I plan to do. My hope and my prayer is that we do not deal with a diminishing situation here as far as like mobility and stuff like
degenerative.
That.
Degenerative. Yeah,
we'll see.
Are you on the cane still?
No, I'm not on the cane.
Yeah, that's good. Big win.
That's a win.
That's a big win. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway.
Did you win any money gambling this weekend on the games?
I didn't gamble this weekend. Okay. Jesus, I don't gamble every weekend, for God's sake.
What do you think we were doing?
Yeah. What do you think I live that's in, a casino?
No, I'm talking about online.
Yeah, you mentioned that you might put a little,
cash down.
A little something on the action.
You know, I did not, but I will tell you this, and I put this in my show prep today. I said, my favorite athlete doesn't play for my favorite team. I have a man crush on Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is the athlete that I want for my team, regardless of the sport. Aaron Rodgers is, I don't know how to describe him. There's just something, I admire this guy so much. This guy is, you want to talk about pressure under fire?
Yes.
And I'm not even remotely close to a Packers fan. I don't like the football teams that have been there again and again and again with the spoiled fan bases. So I don't like the Packers, but I love Aaron Rodgers, and he's fun to watch. And I just think the guy, you can't count him out. You never count him out, it's so much fun to watch. And that game, and it always seems like
Aaron
Rodgers.
Could you have scripted a more fun ending to a game?
No. I said to my wife, she doesn't care, but I'm sort of talking to myself, but I'm saying, this is exactly, if you even are a slim fan of the NFL, this is why you watch professional football, because it was that much fun.
Carrie even woke up and watched it.
Joe Buck couldn't screw it up. And Joe Buck, nice beard. Rob and I were texting during the game, and I said, I've read about Joe Buck and how he almost got sick because he was so
nearly killed himself
with his hair plug.
Yes.
And I said to Rob, now, as somebody who now has the white beard and has done the Just for Men, I talked about it regularly the show on how I did the tweaking of the beard. Joe Buck. Just for Men's his stubble.
Yes.
Now, let me tell you why that's true. There is not a beard that doesn't have any gray of his age.
And I'm 38.
Okay, so you know what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
The beard. Look at my beard. My hair, I've got some dark hair up on top. The beard goes gray much earlier the rest of the head. So in order for Joe Buck to have that brownish orange perfect stubble, he has got to ridiculously color his stubble, not his regular beard.
Mike,
I know it's sort of a dated reference.
Do that.
It's like, a dated reference.
He's not doing that.
When they show him, you know, like once a quarter, they'll do a shot where he
right,
and Troy turn away from the field and they look at the camera and they say da da da, and then they say da da da. He looks like, and pardon the old reference, Emmett Kelly. The clown that would actually put on black makeup for a beard because he was like a hobo, right? And that's
so
what it
noticeable.
Looks like. I said, go back to the field. Don't show that guy.
Only people that have done it, and I've been there, I know this man is coloring. He is, because you've read the fact that Joe Buck is somewhat
vain,
obsessed with his look on camera, and I know he's doing it. And somebody said, wow, that beard stubble looked great, Joe. So Joe is in, Oscar's probably right. He's probably in a salon getting that done. But that has got to be painstaking to get the color on just stubble. It's one thing if you got a nice long beard, but if you're doing that. So Joe Buck didn't screw up the Cowboys Packers game.
Great
that
game.
Very exciting. Great
didn't
football
expect,
game.
Again, everyone says you can't count out Aaron Rodgers, but for him, like, even then, I was like, well, they got to go to overtime here. Like, there's no way.
Yeah.
And then, boom, bam, they win the game.
Yeah.
So, if you're keeping track at home, you've got, as far as teams that have never seen postseason action before, you got your Pittsburgh Steelers, you got your Green Bay Packers, you got your New England Patriots, and hey, hi, Atlanta, the Atlanta Falcons. There we go.
Who will you be rooting for?
I root for the team that doesn't get there. Now, when it gets to this level, I root for the team that hasn't been there before. And so it's been a while. I'm not sure. Well, I'm not.
Has anyone
not
told the
show.
Falcons that they are in the playoffs yet?
I think it's going to be fun for their fan base.
I agree.
That's kind of cool. But then again, I just like a guy that delivers in the clutch. And Aaron Rodgers seems to be that guy. I mean, he's fun to watch. And we're talking about the guy that decimated my little team, the New York Giants. So I was very frustrated with that. But I'm excited. It's fun. It's great timing. And,
on the couch. Next week's games will be anywhere near as exciting as fun? Because the Super Bowl will suck. Of course.
Mike,
it always does.
I'm going to share this fact about Aaron Rodgers with you, and you might have heard this before.
And this is important because Oscar has taken his gloves off.
This may change your opinion of him, but then I'd love to get your take.
I know when I was coming in here to say that I like Aaron Rodgers, that there's a dick factor in him, right?
Estranged
from his family or something
like
that?
That was like the headline at the beginning of the season.
And I think the family guy is the dick. I mean, the brother or the cousin is the dick.
The brother. Was on The Bachelor.
I don't know. Everything I've read is that Aaron Rodgers is the guy that's kind of the good guy.
Olivia Munn, who's his girlfriend, she's a star in her own right, right?
I like him even more.
She said that he will not be intimate with her on game day.
Right there, the stock just went up. The stock just went up. That's it. You know, that's right. Don't lead with the penis. That is fantastic. That's Gladiator. That's Sparta.
Yeah.
That's Sparta. No sex until the game is over.
Don't you have the same policy?
Yes, every day during the show. Right. But the good news is, no, I lecture very strongly. I said, no, there is no intimate contact until the show is over.
No, and Carla.
I say that, but the no, Carla's not involved. I say that to the mirror. Thank you very much. Anyway, but are you going to tell me?
Put that thing away.
if that's the only bad thing.
Well, I didn't know how you would feel about that.
I had a sex dream last night.
Oh. What?
Oh,
yeah.
Well then,
yeah. Right before I woke up, I was, I don't know who the guy was, but there was a man in our bed, and then there was a woman on another bed, and Carla was between. The man was between the woman. I better tell you this one.
This is great.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. The man? Is he a member of the Moore Network family?
The man's unidentifiable, so I don't know. But I know the lady. The lady was in the. This is your father's fault. We'll take a break and come back.
Hey, not my dad.
More fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Meara. Hola, Oscar.
¿Cómo estás, Miguel?
Muy bien. Hey, enough of this Spanish. Let me tell everybody that even though the summer's over, you can still hear the Mike O'Mara Show Monday through Friday right here on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station. That's for whether you speak Spanish or English. Am I right, Oscar?
Sí.
Join us every weeknight on 97.1 The Wave.
Tu estación para la playa.
That means your beach station.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by our bonus packages. As at this time in our nation's history, we need to laugh. And laugh hard. The 2017 TMOS bonus package, now more than ever. Have you not heard of the bonus package? Oh, you poor deluded fool. You see, each week we record a sixth episode of the show. It's uncensored, it's commercial free. It can be yours if you subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. You get full access to all the 2017 bonus content, plus the entire bonus show anthology. At over 25% savings. It's all waiting for you at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder are live. Look for the banner marked TMOS bonus packages when you subscribe. You will get an entire year of access from the day you sign up. So whether you want to buy it, give it, or renew it, click that bonus banner and get her done. Laughter will solve everything. And for only pennies a day, you can start the revolution. The TMOS bonus package order right now.
You reminded me, Mike, with your Robert Stack. Did anybody watch the special Dateline on Saturday night?
No.
Keith Morrison was at his Keith Morrisonist, wow. And he went and he said at one point, right. He just went, O-M-G.
Well, let me see if I can guess the plot. Was it some guy that had done something bad and got caught?
Yeah. OMG.
But Willie really wasn't going out bowling.
Who was his sex dream about?
Yeah. Right, so
who was the girl on the couch?
Right before, the lady was a Dita Von Teese type of lady.
Oh, okay, like a cabaret performer or a
and
burlesque.
All I know is that it was something, nothing happened. Carla was there.
Were you smoking a cigar in the corner?
No, I was in bed.
Oh.
And there was a guy next to me, and on the other side was Carla. And then in, like, a window, like, on a bed, like in an alcove, this little alcove was this Dita lady, and she was kind of being flirtatious. And I said,
through the glass window?
Yeah, and the only way, I woke up before it happened, but the only way that I perceived it was that if anything was going to happen, it was going to be, like, an orgy of some kind.
Mm. How old are you?
57.
Oh man, I dream of being as virile and as I guess
I'm not.
But if you're having, I don't even have sex dreams anymore. It's like the worst thing in the world.
Oh, I do. Mm. I think about it a lot too. I do. By the way,
you're a virile man, right?
Well, I got a lot of rejection this weekend. Maybe like the last week, probably two or three rejections.
Everywhere you turn.
Yeah, just rejection. Just a rejection where I'll say something and I'll be like, no, not in the mood. So maybe I am a little bit. But I'm not like other people. But you know what I hate? I hate the people that lie about it. You know, that talk about how we've had that in years past where you hear the guy. Beware of the guy. That's one thing I always one of the very first things that I truly respected about Oscar was how honest he was about libido and stuff like that.
Low libido. True story.
So you didn't need to dive. But one of the things you get guys do, especially disc jockeys and comedians, they're so full of crap.
They're pumping and dumping all the time. Yeah.
I wonder if there's any disc jockey that ever even made a career of it, Mike. It's curious.
Are you playing something?
And we're back.
Oh, that's right. Gordon Liddy. Yeah, Gordon Liddy was
talking about. What was his shtick?
Oh, he thought he was the most virile man in the world.
Virile, vigorous, and potent. Yeah.
You know, my old man told me a long time ago, speaking of Liddy, that you get the guy that talks about what a big hero he is, and he's usually not a hero. You get the guy that's really quiet, and you notice how all the, like, Medal of Honor winners, the guys that win the Bronze
Stars
humble. And stuff, they're totally humble. They don't even, they just hate to talk about it because that's the real deal. But the same thing, I've heard, like, comedians, there's nothing I hate more than a comedian that is really not all that funny, but he's up on stage and he's talking about how hot he is for women. And, I just can't get enough. My wife won't have anything to do with me and tap, tap, tap. I use that example of tapping Carla on the shoulder as a rare example because I do not have what I would describe as super libido. For a 57-year-old, I would guarantee you I'm average. I am very much average. I don't think it's more than... So, I mean, when I have one of these dreams, that's why it actually jumps off the page at me and I remember it coming in here. But, yeah, and I don't know also whether it's because I had pancakes for dinner.
Pancakes for supper. Not even supper. On Shrove Tuesday.
Supper. Well, we knew today, I think in the back of my mind, Carla, here's how Carla talks to me about my diet.
Uh-huh. Right?
Carla says, talk to me when you want to get serious. And when I want to get serious, Carla like writes down every single thing she eats and everything. So when I'm saying,
you know, you could really pull a fast one, say I'm ready to get serious, but then use a funny voice.
What should I eat?
I'm ready to get serious, Carla.
What? What?
Yeah, I'll do the crusty voice.
I'm ready to get serious.
So, the thing about it is, I ate yesterday the combination of the recovery from the big band night in Cocoonville,
yes,
and knowing that today I in my mind I get to the breaking point where I said, this is it, enough. Because I've said it for like 2 weeks now.
Uh-huh.
First of the year, you're going to get started, and I haven't. I've really kind of...
Worst time, actually, to kickstart a diet, first of the year.
Yep.
Worst
first
time.
Of the year. So I think, but I think now the first of the year has passed. Now it's maybe time to get serious. And I said to her, she said, are you serious this time? I said, yeah. I said, especially the way we ate last night. Didn't talk about it last night, but we had a bit of an eating orgy.
Now, that is something that I've always found curious about Carla, because she eats wonderfully, and of course, we all know she looks beautiful, but yeah, she has those days that she calls, like, her bad days.
She
does spin out.
And they usually are on Sunday, and she really spins out, and so Carla says to me, I'm watching the game, and Carla's probably watching whatever Dateline or whatever show she's watching in the other room.
OMG.
And I hear Mike, and I come into the room, and this is after dinner, all right? This is well after dinner, and Carla says, would you make me some pancakes? And I'm like, this is how quickly. she said, will you make me some pancakes? I'm like, I'm in the kitchen. I'm in the kitchen like right after. I said, sure, of course I will. Yeah.
Put on your and big, course, tall chef's hat.
Because that gives you the signal that says, I can have some too.
Yeah, codependent enabler.
Yeah.
Yes. Me too. And so I like, and by the way,
this is the second best thing to her saying yes to sex this weekend, is her saying yes to pancakes.
She said no to sex.
Right, but I'm saying that this is the
consolation
prize. I'll take the pancakes.
And I'll make them.
When you talk about libido and stuff like that, you know, a big stack of buttery with real map next to getting jiggy with it. Oh, give me the pancakes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the thing
why
is...
Why not combine the two, Mike, if the stack is tall enough?
Oh, now syrup. We're talking. Big stack of pancakes right on the bottom of the back. Anyway, sorry about that. I'm sorry. I don't know what's wrong with it. Hey, it's Monday. It's a holiday. Give me a break, okay?
I'm doing the best I can. A, I'm jealous of your libido. B... The idea that pancakes turn you on is a whole different world.
What happened to my crepes? What?
But we got for the little guy, because the little guy likes himself, you know, about twice a week, Daddy will make him some homemade pancakes. And Carla got me the kind of mix where you just add the water. You know,
oh, yeah, the healthiest guy.
Yeah,
the healthiest guy.
Astronaut with pancakes.
Yeah, essentially what it is it's Bisquick with powdered milk, powdered butter, powdered eggs. And then you shake it, baby, one time for me. Is that it? Like a shake deal?
It's Aunt Jemima. It's Aunt Jemima. It's a box of the Aunt Jemima. And, yeah, remember those days? Remember those disc jockey days? Now, everybody right now is going, edit.
No, it's fine. It's horrible. It's fine. That's the brand.
So, I mean, but I love that you can just throw them in there. I don't measure. I just throw it in. I add water. If it's too thick, I add more water. If it's too thin, I
add
more mix.
How many pancakes can you make out of one box?
I have no idea how many you can make out of
a box. It depends on the size of the pancake.
More silver dollar
pancakes than hotcakes.
With all fairness to me, oh my God, you're obsessed. You're obsessed with food. I like food. You could probably answer that question.
one question.
Probably how many pancakes you could make out of a medium box?
Well,
of,
no, because I don't use that crap. I make Bisquick pancakes with proper melted
Bisquick's
butter.
Bisquick's the same crap?
No, it's not. Because
Bisquick's the same crap.
What happens? No.
If you're going to do High and Mighty Pancake Boy, you got to come from the scratch pancakes. Not Don't be High and Mighty and then say you make pancakes from Bisquick.
No, because then you...
Bisquick has the fake stuff in it,
no,
too.
No. It's buttermilk and flour, essentially.
But it's
salt.
It's still a hybrid. It's not like you're making them from scratch.
True enough, but I'm still melting butter and I'm still cracking eggs. I'm adding milk.
What do you mean melting butter? What do you mean melting butter?
You need to put butter into them or they're not going to have the right texture.
I've never heard that.
Butter?
Of course.
Butter. I love my show. I love this show.
Does everyone put butter in them or is it just raw?
I don't
put
butter. I have never put butter in a pancake batter in my life.
No, any sort of, it is essentially a batter and a batter has to have some sort of fat base to it.
No, it doesn't. You can make it perfectly good. You can make it.
Isn't Bisquick the fat base?
No. It's canola oil.
Yes. Yes. You can make a perfectly good pancake with that. You melt the butter and then pour it into the batter?
No. You start by melting butter, then you add Bisquick, and then you add eggs, then you add milk, and about a teaspoon of sugar.
Wait. I'm getting back to the butter. Do you put butter in your batter?
Yes, of course. That will make your batter better.
Why do you say of course when it's not in any, I've never seen it in any
Just because
recipe.
You haven't seen it doesn't mean it doesn't
Actually,
happen.
Look,
you put butter in your batter.
Of course. Like Otherwise, your batter might be bitter. Don't you want a better batter, not a bitter batter?
I love a better batter.
I have found a few resources here that says you could substitute butter for Bisquick, right? So you could use the Bisquick and not the butter, or vice versa.
But he's adding the butter to the Bisquick.
He's doubling down on the flavors.
He's doubling down
amazing.
On the butter.
They must be phenomenal.
They're amazing. They're the best you can ever have.
Do you put vanilla in them?
No, I don't think that. I don't like that flavor profile. I just like the regular buttermilk flavored pancake.
See, I put vanilla in my pancake.
And another place where Mike, it might go down to the fact that I'm just pure and simple white trash. We diverge. I don't like pure maple syrup. I prefer garbage syrup.
I'm
not a foodie. What's garbage?
All right, let me give you an example.
It's like fake, like log cabin.
Will you let the New Englander do the syrup thing? Mm-hmm. Right? On the scale of syrups for pancakes, the Mac Daddy, the gold standard, is 100% pure maple syrup made from trees, the sap
Vermont.
Of trees, Vermont, Maine, Ontario, Canada, anywhere.
How
from
much
the northern
does that
region.
Run?
It Usually. Can be very expensive, but over the years, production has increased and they have gotten their prices in line. There's a lot of availability. There was a time when real pure maple syrup was a commodity.
Luxury.
It was very hard to find.
Almost prohibitive. Expensive.
It was kind of in a tin. Remember when it was back in the tin and they just have a very... Now you can find it and I love it. My wife does not. My wife actually uses that artificial stuff that's sugar-free.
I think it has artificial. To do... Yeah, it's what you brought up with.
But Log Cabin, Vermont Made, Mrs. Butterworth's, those are just high fructose corn syrup. That's all that is.
With the flavor added, the maple-ish flavor.
And you prefer that to real maple syrup. That is white trashy.
And I apologize. There's nothing I can do about it. And it's sometimes with that stuff, the cheaper the better. Stuff that doesn't even have like a recognizable name.
And it probably doesn't have a past due date. You can just have it forever.
No, it gets better with age.
But
it's like a Cabernet.
Will you walk us through your Bisquick pancake recipe?
Absolutely.
Please?
And
do you do?
You start with, depends on how many you're going to make, but if we're going to make it like for me and Carrie and the
average
kids.
Saturday morning and the kids and you and Carrie, the whole big box?
Of Bisquick?
Yes.
No, you're just being silly now.
All right.
You have to start with about a half a stick or maybe a little more than a half a stick of butter that you melt slowly, but you don't let it burn. You don't let it sizzle. You don't let it, like brown or anything like that. If you heat it so fast that it melts and it cooks, it's not going to taste right. So you have to slowly melt
half a stick of real butter.
Yeah.
So you melt it. You're basically putting clarified butter in your batter.
Yeah, exactly. I use, just a regular 3-quart pot. Then you add Bisquick, I would say 2 to 2.5 cups, but I eyeball it. And you have to put that in first because if you put the eggs in first, the butter will cook your eggs and you don't want that. Okay, then you crack 2 eggs on top of that, add milk and a big teaspoon of sugar and mix it till it's the right consistency.
Hold on, you put sugar in your batter too?
Yeah, just about a teaspoon.
See, that's something
just
that
for a little splash.
That's something that's not called for in the recipe too. So you've added basically two very, very fattening ingredients.
Well,
sugar
if you think about a teaspoon,
you're basically adding caramel to your pancakes.
Now you're talking. But if you were to think about 1 teaspoon of sugar split over maybe 10 or 14 pancakes, it's right. almost an insignificant amount.
You're just adding a lot. You're basically, what you're doing is you are taking what should be added to flour and adding it to Bisquick, which also has a lot of that stuff done for it.
Well, Bisquick, so really, I don't think Bisquick has any sugar. I don't think it has any.
I guarantee you Bisquick has sugar.
You guarantee it?
All right. Who taught right you now. This recipe?
My grandmother.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. This is how I was brought up, with our cheap syrup and our fat pancakes. My portrait of a boy.
But you're adding fat, which the Bisquick already has the fat in it.
Yeah, but here's the thing. I do know that if you were to say, now, waffle batter is similar to pancake batter.
Or wait a minute. Does the recipe on the side of Bisquick call for like a teaspoon of oil or something?
You know what? Let me check.
There are 10 recipes online that come up as soon as you search for them with butter and Bisquick. So it is there is a common theme here. But not every – I wouldn't imagine – like when I grew up with pancakes and my mom or dad were home and they
would
make
them. What did you call them in your house?
Pancakes. That's all okay. We would call them.
Just checking.
But they were
panquitos.
El plato del panquito. El platero.
Flautas.
And I think we'd probably have them quarterly if we're talking on an annual basis. Like my mom would probably want some and she'd make them, right?
Right.
And we'd
right.
have them.
Okay.
And we never had a waffle iron or anything like that. I remember friends that had that. I was like, oh, you guys are living the life. But my mom would make pancakes and she would just use the mix and water. That's all it was.
Mm. I will tell you that when you are in the mood for bad eating, there is really nothing better than a freshly made stack of pancakes. It's
good
absolutely
stuff.
The best.
But also you have said that that is a express ticket to making you feel like crap.
Yeah, well, that's why when you eat it after dinner, hey, sleep well. So sleepy time.
Today is day one of 2017 Mike.
Yeah, and 2017 Mike has visited this way of eating before, and it's not difficult. It's actually quite easy. It's just a question of really doing it and not dancing around it and fudging things and you know, grabbing
fudge.
Something with my little guy and stuff like that. So, we're just going back to with a little bit more of an emphasis on throwing out the carbs. That's
okay.
kind of where...
That's smart.
So carbs are, I'm saying kind of bye-bye, and that's why I had like a red beans and rice type of thing with a little chicken meat in it last night, and I had my pancakes, so that was like carb central last night. We're gonna say bye bye to the carbs. That's where we're
totally going. Or just phasing.
No,
them
not totally, but just I had a carb this morning. I had a little piece of toast, a little one.
Carbs in the morning are okay. Yeah, I mean, so moderately. Yeah, I mean,
gonna,
you need them for energy,
get,
and
we're gonna get rid of that.
How many calories a day are you gonna go down to?
I think that ultimately I will be in the 2,800 calorie range for the day.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of where I will be. That's where I will be. I would say 700 to 800 calories per meal, so maybe even less than that. I think 21 to 2800 calories. That's where I'm going to be.
That's pretty. That's
what's your average? What was your average calorie? Let's say before this 2800 calorie.
40,000.
Thank you very much. So this is going to be a shift.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah, mm-hmm. So we put butter in everything. We will take a break.
Hey, butter's not a carb.
Yeah, I know it's not. Thank you. Thank you very much. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun and more thrills. We got a new product over the weekend. I could not be more excited. They're
Ooh.
Here. They're in the garage, and they're waiting to be installed.
Nice.
Yeah. Take it up. We'll be right back.
Joe, I like to think of the Moore Broadcast Network as a family.
Well, who's the father?
Well, that would be Mike O'Mara, obviously.
Well, who's the mom?
Gotta be Katie from Cake and Cookies.
Who's the drunk uncle?
Well, that would be the rest of us.
I would've gone with Tony Perkins.
Check us out, robandjoeshow.com, iTunes, and on the new Mike O'Mara Show app.
For more information, visit us at morebroadcasting.com.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you like comedy, you're going to love CISO. CISO is comedy for comedy nerds by Comedy Nerds. CISO is spelled S-E-E-S-O. It is the new on-demand, ad-free streaming service that brings you the best comedy ever all in one place. This is the future of TV viewing, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about bingeable comedy anytime, anywhere, on virtually any device with no commercials. I love CISO. Rob, I know you're addicted to CISO.
Have you ever heard of the UCB, the Upright Citizens Brigade?
I have, absolutely.
Like, every comic that is popular now seems to have their feet based
Roots.
There. And they've started a new show called the UCB Show. It's founded by the four of the founding members of the UCB, and I'm talking Amy Poehler and one of my favorites, Matt Besser, who is a panic. And this is just the best sketch and stand-up and homegrown comedy you've ever seen, and the only place you can see it is CISO. You got to check it out.
CISO.
Original content, stand-up, improv sitcoms, classic stuff like Saturday Night Live, Monty Python. CISO has it all right now. Our listeners can try CISO free for 2 months when you use promo code TMOS at checkout. After that, it's only $3.99 a month. Just go to CISO, CISO.com right now to sign up for 2 months free with the promo code TMOS at checkout. That's CISO.com, promo code TMOS. The critics have spoken. CISO is the future of comedy. Get yours and check it all out. It is fantastic, and you gonna love it. I guarantee
it. The best bunny trailing. If you like stand-up, you can spend a lifetime at that. It's
keep
the
you entertained.
Sitting here, I'm thinking about how yesterday, since we were having that food discussion, I'll get to my next topic in a second here, but the fact that I was so obsessed that our friend Trip Affleck put up a kitchen picture of boiled eggs that he had gotten done with his little recipe for boiling eggs. And
what method does he use? The Julia Child method?
He boils the eggs for, I think,
is it 11 minutes?
I think it's 11 minutes, and then he leaves them in the water, and then he gives them an ice shock.
That's the Julia Child method. It's the best way to do it.
You're such a queen.
I'm such a queen. You're the one who obsessed on it yesterday.
I watched it, but that's the. You're just so.
I just know it.
That's the Julia Child.
It's a go-to.
That's the one I do.
Well, I use a variant.
Really
on it. I boil them in butter.
But anyway, I was so food obsessed yesterday. I was so out of my mind. You know, football Sunday. So we did a major purchase in the O'Mara household.
Really? Major purchase. Yes.
I went toilet shopping. Yes. Yes, sir.
Well, for you TMOS historians, if you recall, there was a toilet with a toilet seat that had a patching of duct tape on it.
Yes, it did.
Right?
Yes. And it was a damaged toilet. I was told when I had a new faucet installed outside. One of the things that on one of these services that they included with it was a free inspection of all the plumbing in the house. And I was told by not one but two plumbers that the house is over, right about 25 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was told that the toilets have seen better days. And
if you want, sir, I'll come in and look at your toilet.
They told us that the one in the guest room, the guest bathroom, needs to be gotten rid of, and we only have two bathrooms down here.
Yeah,
because I live in a palace, and the other room, I replaced that back when my house flooded, but that one has been problematic for almost the entire life of the toy.
Is it not an American standard? Did you not go with the Cadillac of toilets?
I thought the Cadillac of toilets was Kohler.
Oh, maybe it is now. American Standard is sort of the classic brand of toilet.
I thought Toto was...
that's a band.
No, they have toilets as well. We've been through this.
Well, I looked on Amazon.
Have we?
Yes.
I looked on Amazon, and then I drove to the box store because I wanted to see if I could get them installed.
Yes.
For a discount, because a plumber, at least around here, a plumber's going to charge you a couple $100 to install a toilet.
Yeah.
Which I think is a little high.
It's a tedious job. First of all, you have to break the seal.
Yeah. But, yeah. That's
very... one bathroom home here, Mike, Oscar Santana, and the toilet's so old on our home.
How old is it?
That much like the home itself, it's not proportioned to the evolution of man. As far as size is concerned.
As far as it's small, super small?
Because when I sit on it, it's small. Like, it is small.
Like a doll toilet.
Like, it's really, I say, this is for little kids. Like, who lived here before?
That's the thing. I like me, you know, because, look, I have a big gut. I don't have a big butt, but, I mean, I like a big toilet.
Sure.
And they use this term in toilet. Let me look it up. They look.
As a matter of fact, Mike, that's who we're all. Show we're name. All servant to big toilet.
Big toilet. Gut, not big butt.
They call it, it's something height. It's new. Where the height of the toilet is higher than the older toilets.
Well, I could see
they
that.
They all sell them at a different.
It's higher. It has to be wider. And I would liken to the evolution of stadium seating, right? Where
exactly.
you would, if you're building a new stadium, you have to account for like just the population in general.
Wider people.
Wider and larger, right? And taller.
And when they built Oscar's house, of course, before the Civil
chair
War.
Chair height. That's what they call them. They call chair them chair height. Chair height.
Oscar's 1870 home. You know, it's people were smaller and they had smaller stools.
Comfort height.
Comfort.
Height. Oh, comfort height.
Yeah, my guy is a low rider, and it might as well be one of those little toilets that your son uses.
Now, yours, if you go for comfort height, it's going to be like that extender they put on when you had your surgery.
Won't be that high. We're getting rid of the extender, even with all the issues. I don't need the extender anymore.
What about the bracing bars?
It will not have the bracing bars. Thank you very
much. What about the wire you pull if you need assistance?
What about you grab my right nut?
That would require assistance.
Anyway, it's a button. So that's what they call it, comfort height now, and with the elongated bowl. That's it. So I roll over there, and you know what? When you meet a person who is a font of information, and you do it in a box store where we've discussed it before.
Oh, it's like
the reason we love
teeth.
Amazon.
Yeah.
The reason we love Amazon so much is because really, when you go to these box stores, you just rarely bump into the person that's going to give you. Oh, well, this was an exception to the rule.
I'm going
to
guess an older guy.
I'd say 40s. He's probably
really
40s.
Okay. That
hasn't
even
burned out yet.
Even rarer.
Here are my questions. Okay. Do I get a break on installation if I buy my toilet from you? With the break on the installation, do you get that if I buy two instead of one? Do I get any
greater question?
Yeah.
Great
and the
question.
Answer on both counts was yes and yes.
Ooh.
And then it was off to the. And by the way, have you gone to a home improvement store and looked at the toilet selection? Well, my God, it looks like the coffee selection in a grocery store.
Wow.
There are toilets as far as the eye can see. And you can spend up to like $600-$800 on one of these toilets.
For a toilet?
Yeah.
For a toilet. And then you can spend like $150 on a toilet. I was just a little bit over $200 for
That's
my
not
toilet.
Bad.
I see.
That's what
so you went with a Honda.
I went with the Honda toilet.
Last a lifetime. Yeah. Just got to change out there.
Did you ask if you could take it for a spin?
Yeah.
You have to sit on them, right?
You almost have to.
I didn't put it that way. I said, would you? Well, I looked him directly in the eye and I said, this one's the display model that's on the floor and it's not up on the rack in the big box store. I was wondering if I could reenact a scene from Jackass.
I'll clean up after. Yeah, don't worry.
I'll clean up. No problem at all. But no, the guy had all the information and easy peasy. And then I'm waiting to get the call from the guys that are going to pop in. And they said it's a pretty significant discount if we put them in the back of your car and you bring them home. And they weren't too heavy to put in the garage. So they're sitting there out there. If I was so inclined, I'd bring it into the studio right now and do the show sitting on it.
Oh, that'd be nice. I'd like that.
Wouldn't that be big fun?
It's got just a standard back tank and a side flush lever?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah, it's nothing fancy. Nothing fancy.
Does it come with a
modern
seat or is that an add-on?
I don't know.
But does it open up into a larger suite?
I don't know.
No, do they sell?
No, you need to check and see if you need to buy seats for it.
Oh, it better come with a seat.
Because think about it. I mean, the seat is oftentimes replaced.
Oh, my God. I never thought
it might
about
just have,
that.
It might just have holes
for
both.
Want to run out into the garage
let me know,
and
let
see
me look
if it
that
comes
up
with a seat.
And you know what? It might not be a seat you like. Do you like a padded seat?
I don't know.
Oh, padded seats are the worst.
I hate them.
Vinyl padded seats. They're warm all the time. You don't know if somebody was just there.
And they let out sort of a wheeze when you sit on them.
They start cracking. Oh.
You mean they could actually sell me a toilet that doesn't have a seat on it?
Certainly. They can do anything they want.
Mercedes leather, Mike.
It's like, I'll put a pair of shoes in it.
I'm looking right now. I'm looking for the one that I got. I'm looking for the model that I got right now.
The Fireball XL5?
Is it the Drive Medical Ray seat? With
it's
a handle on the side?
The one that I bought, you probably haven't heard this name for a toilet. It's the old 86er. It's the old 86er. It's the old 80s sex.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's really, really good. It's the, yeah, hey, how's that old 80s sixer? Thank you. Thank you very much.
Do you have the elongated seat on it?
Yeah, I think it comes with
Kohler comes with seats. Kohler comes with seats, Mike.
Good, good.
Oh,
typically.
There you go, there, boy.
Unless you went a high line, then you got to get the one that warms up, etc. But I don't think you did that.
Yeah.
And so you, now they say you got comfort height, chair height, and standard height. I think I got comfort height. That's
okay.
What's the difference between comfort height and chair height? I hope I got a higher one.
I would think that comfort height would be the tallest.
Right.
Well, chair height would be like a chair because a toilet sits lower than a chair, right?
I know. Yeah. I don't know if you ever want to like do that type of business on a bar stool, right? That would be chair height.
With your legs out in front of you?
With my current condition, the higher the better. Really?
Really?
The higher the better. Yeah, absolutely. Wow. Right. I'd like actually to have a toilet where Michael comes in while I'm in there. You know, I'm like, hello down there. How are you? I am your father. Sitting up here, my legs dangling off the top. Hi there. Yes, sir.
Hi, Loki.
You know, get like an old barber chair where you sit down and then you actually raise it with a handle.
I found the name that I got. Here it is. I got the Kohler Highline Classic Water Sense.
Oh, Highline.
Water Sense?
Yeah, water sense.
Oh, so you'll save the environment even while you're doing your business.
That's right.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm really looking forward
Connect
to it.
Connect it right to the drainage ditch, and it's off to the races.
By the way, what do you say? When you say water sense, and it's not all that high, but what I'm doing is saving water and money without sacrificing performance.
Yeah.
That's right. No? Performance. Right.
It's all about
That's
performance.
All you can do, Mike. You can only do your part.
Yeah. You might want to give it a tune-up before you put it in to get optimum performance.
Fantastic. Yeah. Don't forget that quiet, closed seat. Anyway, we'll take a break. Come back with the news you may not need. You're listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Toilets and food.
Hello. This is Matt Bloom.
Yay!
You know, Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag. So they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with two B's. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Attaboy, Pony. Thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. If you want a life to be as good as it can be, you got to be smart. You got to act smart. Are you smart?
I'm smart. I'm smart. They passed over me, Mike. They passed over me, but I'm smart.
I'm smart.
It was you, Fredo. Anyway, I always shop through our Amazon portal. The TMOS Amazon portal is for consumers in the know.
In the know.
In the know.
Anyway, Amazon's what we're talking about. Don't be a rube. Get in the know. Shop Amazon. Doesn't cost you any extra. And it's the best and easiest way for you to support the Mike O'Mara Show. And you get all that great stuff. Just got me a new cartridge that Carla ruined on Rob's turntable through Amazon. And it came in 2 days. 2 days I got the replacement
She
cartridge.
Ruined it? I would have bet money it had been your fault.
No, I think. How long can a record sit there when it's been played?
Spin it on the inner groove?
Yeah, how long will that take to ruin an album?
I would say that you probably got a good 10 or 15 minutes before any damage is done. It really shouldn't do a lot of stuff because, I mean, it's just being in a groove.
Yeah. Well, something happened to it, so I replaced it, and I did it with Amazon, and
Attaboy.
It was easy peasy. Go to MikeOmeraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website or use the TMOS app and click on the shopping cart. Then shop like you normally would, and thank you kindly. Now, without further ado, back to the show. Well, well.
News.
Here we go. According to a psychologist, today is the most depressing day of the year.
Was that Dr. Cerrito that said that?
Well, I assure you it has nothing to do with it being MLK Day. The psychologist who's saying it's depressing is British, not racist. Dr. Cliff Arnall figured out that the most depressing day of the year always falls on a Monday in January. And this year, it's today.
I wonder why, because you would think it would have something to do with not having to, you know, something to look forward to because the holidays are essentially over. But I think a lot of people are looking forward to the football stuff coming up. I would think the depressing day would come after the Super Bowl.
I would think so. That's why I've always said February.
Oh, that letdown day.
Yeah. The sunlight as well.
Yeah. The formula is based on a bunch of factors, including the weather, the glow from the holidays wearing off, people failing on their New Year's resolutions, people realizing how much debt they racked up in December, and the amount of time until we go on vacation again.
Sure.
Did hearing all of that make you more bummed out than you were before? The most depressing day thing can be kind of a self-fulfilling prophecy. So
it'll be okay.
All we have is our health, and we don't have that.
That's right.
That's right, everybody. All you got is your health. If you have that, and I don't, thank you. hopefully, this will put a stop to all the chaos. The judge granted Johnny Depp and Amber Heard their divorce on Friday.
Thank yes, God.
Well. He's free. She's
That's
free.
Nice, isn't it? Yes. Isn't that wonderful? Even though Amber tried to get more than the $7 million they agreed to last year,
the judge
decided that was enough. Amber also gets a pistol and Boo. Those are the dogs that almost got them into trouble in Australia. Plus
I'm
a horse.
Pistol.
And I'm Boo. Hey, good morning. It's the Pistol and Boo Show.
Woof.
Yeah, fantastic. Take me out to the ball game. Let me see. They get a horse. Let me see. The dogs. They get a horse named Arrow and a Ford Mustang.
Oh, wow.
Amber gets a horse named Arrow and a Ford Mustang. So she gets Pistol, Boo, Arrow, and a car. Johnny gets to keep most of what was already his, including properties in L.A., Kentucky, Colorado, the Bahamas, and France.
Johnny's wow. Got
some homes. He also holds on to 42 vehicles, and he doesn't even have to pay that $7 million to her all at once. He's paying it in chunks, stretching from now until February of 2018. Meanwhile, Johnny is suing his former business managers for $25 million, saying they mismanaged his cash.
Whoa.
I guess that's when they said yes to you buying 42 cars.
I was going
to
say, that's got to be that pirate money, because he keeps Absolutely. Churning those movies out, and I bet he's got a piece of them.
And you think if he was such a great pirate, he'd have boats, not cars.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's a very like cold recovery joke. Thank
that
you.
Joke brought to you by Alka-Seltzer.
That was fun.
Because 2017 is a no punt year, Mike.
Yeah.
If you don't mind, can we workshop that Johnny Depp joke? Would it have been funnier if I would have said if he was such a great pirate, he would have had more ships instead of boats?
Nope. Boats was the right way.
Okay. Boats is the right way.
In fact, the reason we spotlighted that joke is because it was flawless as far as I was
concerned. Oh, usually.
That made me laugh.
Well, the construction was good, yes.
Okay. I thought that it was the construction was good. Yeah, the delivery, well, you know, keep going.
I
got to
work on that.
Yeah. Very good.
Okay.
No problem
Thank
at all. You. Tom Brady played in his 32nd playoff game on Saturday, and since there are 16 games in an NFL season, that means that he's now played in two full seasons worth of postseason games, which is pretty incredible.
It is.
It's also, you know, I'll be honest with you. I think for those of us that like other teams, I'd like a little more parity.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's always New England. He's logged more playoff games than any other football player in history. The guy with the second most is 44-year-old kicker Adam Vinatieri, who's appeared in 30, half of which were with the Patriots. Brady is still playing at the top of his game despite all that mileage. Since becoming a starter in game 3 of the 2001 season, he has played in every single game, 14 seasons out of 16, and the only times he didn't were in 2008 when he needed surgery after a knee injury, and this season with his 4-game suspension.
I didn't realize he had been playing
him.
That long.
Yeah,
he's been around a long time.
Yeah, truly amazing. And if you
so
don't think
handsome.
If you don't think you throw everything but the kitchen sink at a quarterback in the NFL, when you talk about Aaron Rodgers and Tom Brady, you look at those guys, you got, you throw it at them because they can do that for your franchise.
Do you think it was Aaron Rodgers in your dream?
Oh.
No, because he didn't have a beard.
Okay.
All right. It didn't have a beard. Maybe it's Tom Brady. A woman in Little Rock, Arkansas named Kara Brookins got out of an abusive marriage about 10 years ago, had 4 kids to take care of, 2 teenagers and an 11-year-old and a 2-year-old. She couldn't afford a house that had enough bedrooms for all of them, but she realized that she had just enough money to build one, and she didn't have money to pay for the labor. Oscar Santana, this story is for you.
Please.
So, even though they had no idea what they were doing, she and her kids decided to buy the materials and build their house themselves.
Aww.
They learned everything they needed to know by watching YouTube videos.
Like you.
Yes.
They laid the foundation in 2008 and moved in less than a year later. It's about 3,500 square feet. It's got five bedrooms and a three-car garage. Kara's oldest daughter, Hope, is in her mid-20s now and says it taught her that you really can do just about anything if you put the work in. Kara just wrote a book about it that comes out next week called Rise, How a House Built a Family. I would almost go out and buy that.
That's fantastic.
Wonderful.
That's you see, Carrie, if you were to get online, you could hang that picture.
How many? I truly believe I use YouTube more than anything else. Mm-hmm. I'm constantly doing it.
And if
it.
You use it correctly, it actually it does give you a blueprint for almost anything.
Almost anything.
Absolutely anything. It's terrific. It's a wonderful asset. It's one of the great things about the internet. And now a little something-something. Unless you slap a screen protector on your iPhone like 2 seconds after you buy it, you're going to drop it. You're probably going to crack the screen.
Sure.
Different people will handle that terrible feeling in different ways. A 26-year-old woman named Shinobia Wright from Wellington, Florida, cracked her iPhone last week.
What so state?
She's from Florida.
Oh, okay, good.
Thank you. She went to the T-Mobile store to try to get them to replace it. They wouldn't do it. So she told them it was her birthday and she had insurance.
I have birthday insurance.
Shinobia really wanted a new phone. It's not clear if either of those two things were true, but the staff still wouldn't give her a new iPhone. So the next day, she did what any normal Floridian would do. She drove her SUV right through the store.
Oh, no, Shinobia.
Shinobia, what are you doing, please? She plowed right through the store, hit a display case, then she got out and started smashing glass with a squeegee. One employee...
What?
I guess the thing you clean your window
weird.
With.
Yeah, probably turn it sideways because the soft side, yeah, not so
absolutely.
Great.
Yeah, but the car would have done most of the damage.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, but that's more effective. That's sort of a wide brush. She wanted to be more precise.
One employee had to go to the hospital with a knee injury, and Shinobia was charged with aggravated battery, burglary, criminal mischief, and reckless driving. She told the cops she did it because she was having a bad day. And you know, a bad day in Florida is a good day everywhere else. It's really not a slogan, but
it's so true, though.
But it is true. You know,
it's my game. I swear to God, it's my show prep game. I amuse myself long before the show starts every day to go, yeah, there it is. That's our state. Thank you very much. We'll take a break, come back with Rob and his little sounds right after this, everybody.
The TMOS Elite Whiskey Society presents Questions for a Whiskey Drinker.
Here's a letter from Diana from Valley Forge. She writes, which is better, Irish, Canadian, or American whiskey? Well, Diana, obviously the alcoholic heritage of the Irish is solid. You can't trust Canadians because they're just waiting to invade. If you're a true patriot, you have to go all American.
Check out the TMOS Elite Whiskey Society on Facebook or in bars where fine whiskeys are sold.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. For this particular commercial, we're going to tell you about the Pineapple Beach Club in Antigua, a beautiful spot.
Oh, yeah.
Let's bring in the late Don Ho. All right.
Oh, yes. Wow.
How are you? Hey, how you doing, everybody? You want to get away? Why not leave the cold weather behind?
I didn't know you did a faultless Don Ho.
Thank you. I found an amazing getaway at an even more amazing price, the Pineapple Beach Club in Antigua. Right now, for just $149 per night, plus a $250 resort credit, you can enjoy an adults-only all-inclusive getaway on a white sandy beach. Go to thepineapplebeachclub.com to make your reservation. That's pineapplebeachclub.com. The Pineapple Beach Club is an all-inclusive, it's so good. Meals, snacks, drinks, yes, even the booze. It even includes all taxes and gratuities, so no hidden fees for you, okay? Mahalo. Relax on the beach or enjoy two freshwater pools, the spa, as well as five restaurants and three bars and lounges. Your $250 resort credit can be used for dining, sailing, the gift shop, the safari tour, or spa services. Are you ready to leave the frosty weather behind and get some well-deserved R&R? Ah, don't wait, my friends. This offer expires soon. Go to pineapplebeachclub.com or 800-772-8711 to book your all-inclusive stay. Have some champagne while you're there. Tiny bobo. For $149 per night per person ages 16 and up, you can enjoy everything I just mentioned and more, plus a $250 resort credit. That's pineapplebeachclub.com. See the website for complete details. Now I'm going back to heaven. Mahalo.
Aloha.
Solid.
Pineapple Beach Club. Without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault. Rob Spiewak for today, Monday, MLK, Martin Luther King's birthday, January 16th, 2017. Take it away, Rob.
Over the weekend, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised, but it shocked me that they announced that the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus is calling it quits. And it's
a
really
a scheduled call tomorrow to the Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey Circus at the beginning of the show. We're going to be talking with not our friend Twitch, but I believe, who's the person we're, what's our
He is the there? Acting CEO.
CEO.
The acting CEO.
And he made some changes recently in the show, Mike, the combined shows of Ringling Brothers Barnum & Bailey, that may have, I think he was trying to save it, but they might not have worked out so well.
Well, he's agreed to come on the show, and he's a little depressed, but he's still going to talk about the
I would like some more context. This is how long had the franchise been around?
Over 100 years. I believe they started 1880-something. And the Ringling Brothers predated that.
Man.
But, I mean, I took Robert, I think the last time I went to a circus is when it might have been 2008. It really is a barbaric, ancient sort of feeling kind of entertainment. Yeah. Watching the kids watch it, it's very, very weird.
It's weird.
I don't know if it's that we've changed. I don't think the circus has changed. I think that society has changed.
The circus has a sleaze factor to it that's nasty. I don't like the whole animal training. And, I'm all about, you want to go see animals, go out to one of those nature preserves where they can run free. That's what you should say.
I think that as far as your audience is concerned, the social consciousness of these animals and their livelihood and the way they should be living has changed.
No matter
changed,
what other acts
right?
are in the circus, the fact is when you've got horses, lions, and they're bringing them out, it's just, it's not meant to be. And I think that we've become more sophisticated.
We've evolved out of that.
And clowns are horrifying.
Yeah. Bye, circus. So long.
So long.
See you next time.
I hate it. I've said it before. One of my least favorite things that walks the earth is the internet star, the YouTuber, the professional YouTuber. And there's a gentleman named Mr. Beast, and he posted a 24-hour video. It is actually compressed down from 40 hours of him sitting in a chair and counting to 100,000.
God. Okay.
And here's some of the fun that awaits you if you click on his link.
297, 298, 299.
Thank you. Sorry we couldn't get more of that.
That's where the internet should end.
There it is.
That's the guy, right?
We just got done talking about YouTube videos showing you how to build a house, and then you got that dude.
Counting.
Okay,
counting to 100,000. And he's not even very good at it.
Thank you very much.
Better, though, is the Niagara Falls Police Department got a complaint over the weekend that it was windy and it was hard to sleep because it was so windy. So the lady on dispatch was so entertained by this, she actually put a call out to the cars about the wind.
I'm trying to advise them. Someone called to see if the police could stop the wind from blowing so they could sleep. If any of you guys can do that, could you let me know?
If any of you guys can do that, could you let me know?
Hello, God. My kids need to sleep.
Now, I got an email, an electronic mail from Matthew Bloom. And you'll need to help me on the background on this.
Okay.
The podcast is called The Scathing Atheist.
Yeah.
And, his hot neighbors, the Hansons.
Yes.
Were they in your dream?
No, they were
That's
not.
That's a devil's threesome.
That is a devil's threesome.
Not that particular dream.
Previous
dream.
You'll have to check your note cards.
Yeah, not Mr. Hansen, though.
For some reason, Mr. Hansen is the one who's at play here. He donated to a podcast called The Scathing Atheist to roast Oscar Santana.
Oh, nice.
Yes, it's a charity.
Yeah. So, what's that?
It's called Vulgarity for Charity.
Okay.
All right.
Let's go to the tape right now.
Okay, Heath. We got donations from Zachary asking us to roast his uncle, who he described as the Marlboro Man, and from Michael asking us to roast Oscar Santana, a Bolivian immigrant who's a co-host on the Mike O'Meara Show. And I'm going to challenge you to do it while giving them directions to Soho, if you can.
All right, well, please tell Eli that he can look up Soho if he wants himself, but I'm not going to do the research for him. Not doing it.
Proof.
Anyway, moving to the roast, Oscar Santana looks like the middle management for the bad guy in every cocaine movie. And Zachary's uncle looks like a a citizen in southern Arizona chasing around Oscar's crew with like a lasso.
So we send our best to the scathing atheist. Well, I think done. That's very funny.
Well done.
And thank
the
you, Mike Hansen.
The management guy in every cocaine movie. That's funny.
I'm always number two.
That's right. But working for number one. That's
very
right.
True.
I was shocked to find out the iPhone just celebrated its 10th anniversary. Seems like it's been around forever, doesn't it?
Yeah, it has.
But anyway, happy anniversary to the iPhone.
This week marks the 10th anniversary of the iPhone. Imagine how different our lives would be without iPhones. Without an iPhone, you wouldn't be able to see that your friend is calling and wait until they stop calling and then text them, why are you calling? Kids in America would have great posture, and kids in China would have a day off.
That is your magic audio ball. Have a great Monday, everybody.
That's it. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Mike Gomera Show. Our snail mail address is TMOS, P.O. Box 32101, Washington, D.C., 20007. If you want to send a birthday or message for our weekly mailbag segment, it's Rob with two Bs at MikeGomeraShow.com. Thanks for all the years of amazing support for TMOS, and continue to spread the word about our show all over the world. For Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and our executive producer, Matt Ponyboy Bloom, this is Mike Gomera inviting you to join us again for your favorite part of the day, the Mike Gomera Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Ta-ta. One last thing. Please remember that MikeGomeraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeGomeraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike Gomera, Radio Entertainment.